From the Heart, January 8, Prevailing Prayer. In everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. God has made it our duty to pray. The riches of the universe belong to Him. He has all temporal and spiritual treasures at His command and can supply every want from His abundant fullness. We receive our breath from Him. Every temporal blessing that we enjoy is His gift. We are dependent upon Him not only for temporal blessings, but for grace and strength to keep us from falling under the power of temptation. We daily need the bread of life to give us spiritual strength and vigor, just as much as we need food to sustain our physical strength and give us firm muscles. We are compassed with weakness and infirmities, doubts and temptations, but we can come to Jesus in our need, and He will not turn us away empty. We must accustom ourselves to seek divine guidance through prayer. We must learn to trust in Him from whom our help cometh. We must have a deep, earnest sense of our needs. We must feel our weakness and our dependence upon God, and come to Him with contrition of soul and brokenness of heart. Our petitions must be offered in perfect submission. Every desire must be brought into harmony with the will of God, and His will must be done in us. If we walk in the light as Christ is in the light, we may come to the throne of grace with holy boldness. We may present the promises of God in living faith and urge our petitions. Although we are weak and erring and unworthy, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. When we have offered our petition once, we must not then abandon it, but say, as did Jacob when he wrestled all night with the angel, I will not let thee go except thou bless me, and like him we shall prevail. It is only by watching unto prayer and the exercise of living faith that Christians can preserve integrity in the midst of the temptations that Satan brings to bear upon them. Talk to your heart constantly the language of faith. Jesus said He would receive me, and I believe His word. I will praise Him. I will glorify His name. Satan will be close by your side to suggest that you do not feel any joy. Answer him, I have everything to be glad of, for I am a child of God. I am trusting in Jesus.